RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show. Mike DeTellier along with one of LSU's best quarterbacks ever, Herb Tyler. You're on the home here for LSU, WWL, and free on the Odyssey app. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. They got some great food specials, drink specials. And if you want to watch all the games like Herb and I are, you know, as we doing the show,
that's right.
We watching everything around us, yep. And surround TV, so to speak. They got TVs all over, so you can watch it. Also, again, some great drink specials. You want to come here, eat, and have a little beverage or two before the game and during the game, Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Want to also thank Map Construction being our presenting sponsor here of our Tiger Tailgating Show. Map Built, Build Beyond. Herb, I think as we watch it here, you know, Bobby and I were talking about this. There's no way you can put a number on this over and under when USC plays, because it went all the way to 74.5. We got almost 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's 48-34. So if you bet the over, you already got that money in your pockets.
That's right.
And
I believe. And I guarantee you there's probably going to be another 21 to 28 points scored from now on. I guarantee it.
Man, but just because USC, they're so high-powered on offense, Caleb Williams, terrific football player, but that defense ain't real good. And the one thing with Colorado, they've hung in here. You know, they've cut this lead, and they've hung in there after a real butt-whipping they got by Oregon last week.
Yep.
Man, Prime got his team ready to play, ready to roll, and we watching, I think it's less than 5 minutes in the fourth quarter, Texas A&M with a 34-16 lead over Arkansas, and Texas A&M secondary is better than what LSU's is, but offense isn't explosive. But looks like Jimbo got him back on the track after having a rough roll out in Miami.
So I'm going to start off with the USC-Colorado game. So last week, Colorado played Oregon, and they got a nice shellacking. And Oregon is a much better team than anybody thought they really were. And I'm going to tell you, they proved it against – you know, Colorado. Now, Colorado went on the road to Oregon, and that's what happens when you take an inexperienced team to really get good place and a tough environment to play in against a veteran quarterback who's 26 years old, and he's balling out there. And he was. And he
ready
and
for Social Security in the, so, NCAA.
And so that being said, you come back this week, you know, they had that bad taste in their mouth. I didn't think they were going to play as bad as they played last week. But I didn't think they were going to win this game because I just think that USC is a couple of steps ahead of where Coach Prime wants to be right now.
Especially up front, I think offensive, well, defensive. That's where Oregon sort of dominated, and Dan's done a good job taking over for Mario Cristobal. And I know Pete Jenkins, he goes there in the spring and the summer, works with Dan because they were pretty close when he was at University of Georgia. And he told me, Mike, they got some dudes out there at Oregon up front, man. He said it's not because of a lack of talent. They're going to be really good. And he said they'll go as far as Bo Nix takes them.
Correct. And then, look, you on the flip side of that, USC, they're going to be the same USC that you saw
a year ago,
Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. They're going to put up points, but they're going to give up points always. So it kind of reminds me a little bit of Lane Kiffin, where he just really doesn't have that many dogs on defense that's really going to make a difference to really be competitive when it comes to that. So I really do enjoy this game. I mean, it's just old veteran, typical, shall I say, Pac-12 play, a lot of points scored and a lot of points given up. So it's a fun game to watch. Now, you turn around and you talk about the Arkansas-Texas A&M game. You know, man, when I tell you KJ Jefferson had one of the best games that he had in a long time.
Now, he played like KJ Jefferson, like we had talked about.
That's right.
You can't just keep him in the pocket.
No.
You got to move him around.
He played great, but then he also got the ball over our heads on the secondary. And this guy's made some really great plays and great catches as well. And then, you know, but at Jaden didn't start the game off well, but Jaden ended up finishing the game off really, really well. And it was weird to me because I was watching the game as I'm at the stadium watching the game. I almost felt like he was not going to be able to pull out of it, but he ended up pulling out of that little slump that he was in, and he ended up finishing like 20 for 29.
Okay, you've been in those spots, but – you know, where maybe nothing really works well early, and then all of a sudden you start to heat up. What goes through your mind early in a game like that, that you might be a little bit low, you might be under throwing passes, and then all of a sudden it starts to click? What rolls through your mind as a quarterback in those spots?
First of all, you got to figure out why am I here right now, right? Like, what is this reality that I'm in? Is it because I'm not setting my feet correctly? Is my stride too elongated? Am I releasing the ball too high? Am I holding on to the ball too long, and that's why it's going low on me? Am I? It's like this surreal reality that you're in, and so you got to figure out a way to get out of that and shake that off very quickly. Which is why coaches, a lot of times, call the quick passing plays, the things that get your feet, boom, boom, three-step drop, and get the ball out of your hands, and it gives you an opportunity to hit a target that's really quick and close that you can kind of shake that off a little bit. Now, the other good thing that I had to shake that off was I had some really good running backs in Kevin Falk, Rondell Mealy, Cecil Collins, Kendall Cleveland, all of these other guys. And we also ran the option a little bit for myself. So there were plays that I could run and call, check to at the line of scrimmage that would give me opportunities to do something that I was, I guess, at that moment in time, were more comfortable with. And so, but all it takes is a couple, two or three passes to get you out of that. But that's a veteran mind frame to be able to do that. Now, if Jaden was a freshman, he probably would never be able to come out of it. But since he's been there before, he understands it. It's just a matter of now I need to make some plays. Now, here's the other kicker with that. Brian Thomas Jr. made some hell of a catches. I mean, he came back on a couple of them and just – I'm like, well, where are you throwing the ball at, Jaden? But, hey, Brian's got the ball in his hands going to touchdown. So, you know, so he didn't – Jaden didn't play this exceptionally well game, but he played just good enough so we can win by 3 points. And that's what you need most of the time in the SEC. You got to play just well enough. And just well enough was 20 of 29, you know, for – for over 255 yards passing, which was really good. Now, he threw his first intercept that I've seen him actually throw last week.
Yeah, because that was almost a lollipop throw.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really out there for him to, for the pickings.
It was – I don't know if the receiver kind of slipped or just kind of floated
inside. Something didn't look right from the receiver's standpoint.
Yeah.
I don't want to blame it all on him, but it seemed to be that way.
Yeah, and so – but he normally would not have thrown that ball like that if it wouldn't – the guy wouldn't, like, floated or whatever it was. But at the end of the day – he did a good job of coming out of it, and I thought that the coaching staff did a good job of trying to keep his head into the game. But there was, look, I'm going to give all the credit to the receivers because they balled out, and they are balling out. The first game against Florida State, they had many, many drops. This, like, since that, there's been very few drops, and they've been making some magnificent plays. So I'm all about it.
And a final, Kentucky 33, Florida 14. In this game, Kentucky rushed for 329 yards rushing on 36 carries. Now, here's the cap up. Ray Davis rushed for 280 of the 329 on 26 carries. He averaged 10.8 yards a rush against Florida. So, man, did Kentucky get the belt out and spank the backside of the Gators? But Ray Davis and that offensive line, talking about rushing for 329 yards, and he rushed for 280 himself?
Yeah.
Man, Herb, that is a butt kicking.
That's amazing. I'm a Gator hater. See you later. I don't like the Gators. So I'm at the point where I love to hear that kind of talk when you can have Kentucky rush for over 300 yards on you, which is not – which is unheard of. But with Coach Stoops there, I know what his plan of attack is. He's a dominate you type of guy. He wants to make sure that you feel the heat coming from his offense and his defensive guys. And I really did enjoy that, because here's the thing. Kentucky had one signature win against Tennessee, and Tennessee this year is not the same team they were last year. Outside of that Tennessee game, Florida has not done anything. Let's think about it. Let's be realistic.
You got Graham Mertz at quarterback.
Well,
at the ends of the story. Well, he don't play defense.
No, he don't play defense, so he definitely ain't stopping the run. But my point to that is, what exactly, who is Florida, the Gators, right now?
They do not have an identity as
a
team.
None.
Have none at all.
They have none. So they're running up against a team in Kentucky
who got
a very good team. And they're vying for the East. So they, and look, the way that Georgia's playing, Georgia's going to be Georgia, right? But if Kentucky can go in there and play Georgia something similar to how they play these guys right now, it could be something special to watch. Kentucky is one of those teams that's on the rise. And I really am truly liking what I see out of these, what we used to call lower-tier teams in the SEC who are really playing very well, especially with the expansion coming up in the next year. It's going to be really fun to see what the SEC looks like moving forward.
If I'd have told you at 10:45 that Devin Leary, the starting quarterback for Kentucky, would be 9 of 19 for 69 yards.
And they win.
And they win. And convincingly, 33-14. Well, let's go to show you, man, it's old school football, but it does, if you can run the football and stop the run, yeah, you winning a lot of games in this. Florida ran the football 29 times for 69 yards.
Wow.
And look what they did against Tennessee. They just erupted on them.
They did.
And, man, ATN ran wild in that game, but not today. We'll be back for more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House. We'll be back and get our Inside the Tiger Den huddle right after these messages here on the Big 870 WWL.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, live from Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond, for these segments. Now it's time to go inside the Tiger Den, brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team, GEAUX, Go Tax Go. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line from the Are You Serious Network, covering the LSU Tigers, Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing?
Doing good, Mike. Twice in 1 week. I feel blessed.
Man, how about that? Huh? Daily double, baby. Daily double. Herb and I were talking about this. A big key to this game is getting Ole Miss off the field, 3 and out. LSU has had troubles with that. And Ole Miss has had troubles with it, too. Something's got to give here. They haven't been able to convert on third downs, and LSU has not been able to get people off the field. I think that's the big key today. And on defense is in these third and what I call medium plays, if it's 5 to 7 yards, to contain Jackson Dart. Because I think it's nothing for him to tuck that ball under and take off running with it downfield and move the chains.
Well, Mike, I mean, they're definitely going to have to do that. They're 119th in the country on third down conversion rate. They're 126, Mike. They're dead last in the country when it comes to third and three or shorter. So, I mean, yeah, they're going to have to make sure that they do something. Now, Mike, there's some – I'm not reporting this. It's not my job to, but there is some talk that there's going to be some different defensive personnel changes. Look for Jordan Jefferson to play a lot, Mike, in this game.
I agree.
Especially in those third and shorts.
Yeah, listen, I'm as big a Mason Smith fan as anybody.
Yep.
But Jordan Jefferson's played better. Come on. And so he got to play more. And Mason may work his way back in. But right now, Jordan Jefferson's got to play more. And the other guy that's got to play more, Deshaun Womack. You got to figure out something to get him on the field. Now, I want to tell him, make sure you keep your chin strap buckled and don't take your helmet off because you're going to get a penalty for that. But,
that's right.
Man, Jefferson and Womack has to play more for LSU.
No question. And look, Mike, I mean, this offensive line, we talked about it on your show Wednesday or Tuesday, I think it is. This O-line from Ole Miss has been beat up all year. Look, if Tulane can do it, you can do it. I hate to use that comparison, you know, but if you can, if they can penetrate in this run scheme, if they can penetrate these tackles and get on the outside, you've got Harold Perkins and you have Deshaun Womack that can get after Jackson Dart, who's not the, you know, he can run a little bit, but he ain't KJ. He ain't, you know, he ain't Bull, you know, so you got to be able to get him down those crucial third downs. But, Mike, it's going to be interesting to see what they do on the outside, too. I know that Brian Kelly said that, you know, they're kind of okay there. But, look, Trey Harris is a guy that also who seems to be a little bit healthy. If he gets one-on-one man-to-man coverage, how does that, you know, how does that matchup work for Ole Miss?
So, Blake, on the flip side of that, offensively, how does LSU get going with the run game this week against Ole Miss? Because in my opinion, I think that's how you really take over this game at LSU, is you beat them up front with your offensive line and you kind of push them back at the point of attack, and then you allow Diggs, Williams, Jackson, whoever that is, even Daniels, to be able to kind of utilize what they do best, and that's to get the ball up the field with their legs. What are your thoughts on that?
Now, Herb, I know you know this thing. All eyes on three. The guy's name's not Kevin Falk this time. His name's Logan Diggs.
Logan Diggs.
He had three the ball 20 times and let him get out the way, huh?
I mean, look,
he's at 7 yards per carry, guys. I mean, at this point, he's at 7 yards after contact. I mean, he leads the SEC in yards after contact. You got to get three involved early because he has shown that he can really make some things happen. I want to see him a little bit in the passing game, too. If you're gonna continue to do that, I mean, he's averaging 9 yards per catch, also getting him involved there, too. But all eyes on three, but this time his name's going to be Logan Diggs.
Another thing, too, is with a healthy Mason Taylor, I think that opens up their offense. I know, man, and listening to Brian Kelly on his show, he sort of kind of swerved around that. But Mason Taylor is such a big part of their offense because – he can move the chains in those short, intermediate passing plays. He's healthier now, and he is at least throws you a decent block. I mean, I'm not saying he's a devastating blocker,
right,
but he'll throw you a decent block up front and help your running backs. I think having Mason Taylor is a big plus for this offense.
Well, Mike, you saw them earlier last week, even though he was 60-70%. Now, this happened all last year, too. You're going to, as an outside linebacker or safety, you're going to have to make a decision.
Right.
Are you going to go into that zone read option when he's out in the flat, or are you going to cover him? Now, I mean, Florida State just said, we got better dudes than you do, and they've continued to blow that up. But historically, you know, Jaden, if he makes the right read, that opens up so many things. They did it last week, and they were taking away Mason Taylor. Well, if you're going to take away Mason Taylor, here comes a guy named Malik on that little curl or slant in the inside. So, you know, I do like Mason a lot. Now, Mike, I did talk to Mason this week when, you know, Brian Kelly said he was 60-70%. He goes, he just kind of winked at all of us and said, I think I'm ready to go. So I think he's back to healthy.
Yeah, that's he didn't stretch the rubber band.
No, not at all.
He didn't. He said, look, I was told to, you know, catch it, get down. That was my goal last week. So this week, I think I'm going to try to let it loose a little bit. He said he feels good, Mike, you know, and so those lower body injuries, you know, you have them and they can linger, but he says he feels good, so let's see him get involved. Now, and here's another thing, too. The Perkins kid for the opposite side, Ole Miss, now,
yeah,
Mike, he can rush the passer, but when you get him out in coverage, he's
no good.
He's like, I can't say it on live radio, but he lost out there, you know? So let's see how they utilize him.
Yeah, but he's good off the edge as a rusher.
Yeah.
Now, again, as soon as you match him up, if it's a tight end or a running back, oh, he's a lost pecan.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't find him with a search warrant. I mean, there's so many different things, and when he gets out in space, you know, that he is lost. But I do think that this is a good matchup. But I agree with Herb early. You're going to have to get this running game involved.
Yes.
So, Blake, you know, one of the things that you know, I kind of pinpointed with this LSU team this year, as well as last year, going back to last year, you know, we'll come into a game and we play very, very well one game, right? Week two. Come back, we play week three very, very well again. Then week three, we kind of hit this kind of a lull. So I think that at this point where I am right now, I think this game right here is a game, a defining game for LSU's season, as they're still undefeated, 2-0 in the SEC. And this is an absolute game that could really turn the tide on them, right, per se, because they can go in there and stink it up and lose against Ole Miss, because the Ole Miss is good enough for that to happen. How does Coach Kelly get his team up to not allow that to happen?
Well, I think, you know, the great thing, and I mean, Herb, you know this, as someone who played, when you have a quote-unquote disappointing, you know, game in your previous one, even though you win, that's a great way to say, hey, you faced a wounded dog last week in Arkansas, and they gave you everything you wanted, plus some. Now you've got Ole Miss, who, by the way, they have everything to play for, too, now, right? So,
yep.
Look, you can't go in there and play around with them. And me and Mike talked about this, Herb, last week. Now, if you do the adjusted throws on the two throwaways from Jaden Daniels in the second half, he literally had to go perfect. He went 13 of 13 when you take those two throwaways away for 200-plus yards and three touchdowns. So he literally had to be perfect. So you got to tell the team, like, look, man, you can't come out here, you know, just flat-footed, and you got to get ready to go, because if you don't, Ole Miss, I mean, again, they're a wounded dog. I mean, both team seasons are in a crucial spot right now.
Blake, I think one of the things is, how are they going to use the linebacking core now? With Omar back now, Brian sort of indicated that it would not be a spot where Omar is going to play every snap. But kind of how it breaks down, because I think Greg Penn has really played well, and so has Weeks. I mean, you didn't see no drop-off there. And Weeks didn't play like a freshman. And Greg is the guy. I told this story to Herb that and we were doing the Pro Football Combine camp out in Thibodaux. Mason Smith, Savion Jones, and Campbell. All three of them, I said, tell me a guy that you think's a breakout guy. All three of them. And they weren't all in the same room when I asked them. Greg Penn. And how well Greg Penn has played. So kind of break down how you think that linebacking core will sort of break out now with Omar back in the lineup.
Well, I think that you do have to go with Weeks, Mike, because, I mean, he has been really good in coverage.
Yes.
But where most freshmen do struggle, especially in the second half last week, I mean, the truth is that they just went after Weeks in the running game.
Yes,
I wonder if they do rotate space in there. I wonder if they start moving Penn around. Like you saw in the second half when Penn would go to the wide side of the field every single time and Weeks would go to the weak side. So I do wonder, and that just shows of how good he's been in that game. So if you do are going to rotate them out, you've got to put Penn in the strong side of the formation, because that's where their Ole Miss is going to run the ball. Now, they might hit you with a counter here and there, but – look, Wayne's going to want to try to get this running game going with Jenkins as quickly as possible.
Good luck.
That's right.
I say that because, man, Blake, I'll be honest with you. Their offensive line play, I mean, you know, we had somebody on from Ole Miss, and I get it. You know, you're kind of seeing it a different way. But their offensive line, man, they're not built to play power football. And you saw both offensive line, defensive line, they got pushed around by Alabama in the second half. They got pushed around.
Yes, they did.
A big time.
They got pushed around by two men.
Okay, so my thing is, if I saw it and you saw it and Herb saw it, then guess what? LSU coaches saw it too.
Yeah, right? Mike, I mean, and not just like, I mean, look, Alabama's one thing, right? Everybody can say, okay, well, Alabama recruited well in that front and they're really good there. What about Tulane? What about Georgia Tech? Right? I mean,
that's right.
Tulane's a good team. Georgia Tech isn't. And I watched that Georgia Tech game this week. And Georgia Tech was pushing them dudes up front, especially at tackle. So good luck, like you said, Mike. I mean, but I mean, Mike, if this front seven cannot get after this offensive line, LSU has a bigger issue than we know. Right?
I mean, amen. I agree with that.
Able to do it.
I think the big concern for me on the running part is much more involved with Dart making, and I hate to use the word impromptu, because I think they built this in with him, that he could take off running with it. That, to me, scares me more than, say, Judkins pounding away at you 25, 30 times a game.
While you see it coming, right?
While you see it coming. With Dart, okay, it's a 3rd and 5, and he, you know, his first read's not there. He's going to take off running with it, and he's got some wheels on him. He can run the football pretty doggone good.
You do. You just got to get to him early like Bama did, and you got to hit him hard. You know, the game – everybody says that Perkins turned the game around last year, which is true, and I'm not going to argue that. But that hit that Jay Ward laid on Jackson Dart last year, Mike, he went his next 9 passes, he didn't complete one of them.
That's right.
That's so, right. I mean, he's shown that if you get to him once, I ain't saying I'm
he's
not trying
be a
to put
shaky
down on
that.
Him. But he get a little shy after that. He's like a middle school boy trying to ask a girl to the homecoming dance, man. He gets shy around people.
How much patience do you think Lane will have with him if things don't work out well, that he'll go to Sanders?
Cool. I kind of feel like he would go to him because that's what he's done in the past with other quarterbacks. But I don't know, because Sanders has kind of looked a little rough when he's come in too, but I don't know. But you know what is something, Mike, that I did think about a lot this week? If they can't get that running game going, how much does he come in and start helping that running game? You know, do they start running a 2-QB system with him running the football? I don't know. I really don't know how short of a leash.
Something's got to change offensively for them. Okay, bottom line, they can't continue to run the same thing that isn't working.
No.
So that's why I would not be shocked that you see Sanders playing in this game, and it could be exactly what you brought up about the dual quarterback system.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, and it especially wouldn't surprise me that he pulls it out now, right? I mean, look, you've got everything you've got to play for here. You're not out of this SEC West race. I know this game's about to kick off, but Auburn's about to lose to Georgia, okay? So, with that being said, they're out.
They just haven't told everybody.
They're out, that's right.
Yeah, they're out. I mean, come on. I mean, look, you want to talk about bad quarterbacks. I mean, they can't throw a forward pass.
Lane's got to
change something.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. Always great stuff, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. That was Blake Ruffino from the RU Sirius Network. And that closes it up for our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. GEAUX, Go Tax Go. Hey, if you need tax issues solved, go to Go Tax Resolution. We'll be back with another segment here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettie along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Get something to eat. Get a few drinks. Watch the game right here at Acme Oyster House. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettie along with Herb Tyler on your home for LSU Sports, WWL, and free on the Odyssey app. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We'll be on for a little while longer, but you can watch all the games right here at Acme. Also, great food specials, drink specials here. So if you want to watch the LSU Ole Miss game, maybe bring some family or friends here. You got everything you want here, and the games, you surrounded by them. You can watch all the games like Herb and I have over the last couple hours. Want to tell everybody, it was a tough struggle today for Tulane. Much tougher than maybe some people thought. 35-23 over UAB, got the victory over Trent Dilfer in his first year with UAB there. And they actually ran the football pretty well against Tulane's defense. Nobody's been able to do it so far. UAB had the most success. They rushed the football really well and sort of hammered Tulane early with it, where they rushed for 170 yards rushing.
Yeah.
They averaged 4.5 yards a carry. Tulane's defensive front was averaging 2 yards a rush they were giving up.
Yeah.
And doubled that today against UAB.
And that included Ole Miss in that number as well.
And so, again, it was that in a wild shootout game, but nobody thought it would be any different. And if you picked the over, man, you were good with this. It was 74.5, but USC beat Colorado 48-41. And 21-point spread. Nah, I thought that was a bit high. But, man, the over, I don't know what you're going to do with USC. That's putting a number on over and under with them, the way their defense plays. And they have Lazio on that end. But, man, Caleb Williams can make plays. And Penn State, after a real tussle early with Northwestern, pulled it out 41-13 over Northwestern. Big story, too, is Texas A&M 34-22 over Arkansas. Yep. And, man, Kentucky, they took the belt out and spanked the backside of Florida 33-14. So no real surprises here early, Herb, to be honest with you, on the way the games have played out. Georgia just fixing the kickoff. Also Texas, and it didn't take them long. They put points on the board pretty quickly. So, man, the Longhorns, they got it rolling right now. They really, really do. They got a legit team. And what surprised me is how well they played on defense so far.
Well, you know, for me, it's the, I guess, the equality in college football right now. And it's really
all across the board.
Everybody's race to win it, right? And but I do think that Texas has a really good team. They have a really good quarterback. And the thing about Texas
and who they play next week? OU.
OU, yeah. So that's going to be a tough game, but I think Texas is going to take him, though.
I do believe.
I don't think Brent Venables is ready for that action right now. But what I will say about Texas has been on this upward trend now for the last 3-4 years now. And so now they're to the point where you can actually see the fruits of their labor, right? And the crop is growing. So that's what I like about it. And that's the same thing you'll see at Colorado in 3 or 4 years. That's the same thing you'll continue to see at USC. It's the same thing it's going to be at LSU. Everybody's had some coaching carousels and changes, and here we are. But right now, which is one of the reasons why I think right now we have so much parity inside of college football, and it's going to be really difficult for anybody to just really take this thing and run with it unless Georgia can find a way to do what they normally do at quarterback. And then I think that would make a difference because they do still have some guys on defense that's just amazing.
Oh, yeah, because their second-string unit from a year ago could have started for some teams.
That's right.
I think the big difference this year, Herb, has been the teams west of the Mississippi.
That's right.
And you look at Texas and Washington State. We saw Oregon State last night. Man, they weren't intimidated by no physical Utah team.
No.
They took it to them. We see USC. Their identity is, I'm going to put as many points as I can up on the board.
And hope the clock runs.
And hope that the TikTok keeps running because
right.
My defense is going to give up just as many. I really believe that the big difference you have seen this year is in the final year of the Pac-12.
Yes.
Just how good it is. Just how good it is out, because, man, Michael Penix, I got to talk to him 3 or 4 times at Manning camp. Man, you could tell. This young man knows what he's doing. Ward, who started out at Incarnate Word, now he's at Washington State. What you see now with DJ, who was at Clemson,
yep.
Now, you know, he goes to Oregon State. Bo Nix transfers from Auburn to Oregon and makes them a really good football team.
So, as you said, I think it was like 8 or 9 transfers of quarterbacks from the east side of the Mississippi now to the west side of Mississippi. And that's really has the Pac-12 looking like probably the best quarterback pack in the whole NCAA. These guys are playing phenomenal football. But here's the thing. The thing about the Pac-12 is their offensive style of play. And it is conducive to success for any quarterback that can move around just a little bit and that can see and that's played in a spread offense their whole entire high school career. And I think it really makes a difference for them in the Pac-12 because it's different. They don't have the really tough defenses that they have to play against on a week in and week out. And then those coaches that are coaching these guys, they allow, as you were saying earlier, they're going to call plays dictated based upon the personnel, not the scheme. So whatever the scheme is, it's okay and it's fine, but I have this really great running back out of the backfield. How do I get the ball to him in space? And he's not really that great of a runner in between the tackles. But I also have this giant receiver that I have that I can run down the field and just put the ball up, 50-50 balls, and give him opportunity to make a play. And so that's what I really like about the Pac-12.
You think about it, two teams we hadn't talked about in years being legitimate contenders for a national championship. Penn State, Florida State.
Yep.
Think about that. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House on Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler. We'll be back to finish it up here right after this break on the Big 870. We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live right here from Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Want to thank MAP Construction for being the presenting sponsor here. Also, Thibodaux Regional Health Systems and also Go Tax Resolution making all this work. Herb, I think the key this afternoon or tonight, however you want to look at it, is jump on this Ole Miss team early.
Well, you got to jump on Ole Miss early because you got to put them out early. If you let them hang in the game, guess what's going to happen? You may end up losing this game. So I'm really looking forward to Logan Diggs and Daniels doing their thing, and then we're making some plays defensively.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see Caleb Jackson play more.
Yes.
I think Diggs and Jackson, those are your two guys that can make it work. And when them safeties come up, then I'm going to hit Malik O'Brien deep downfield.
And not just Caleb playing more, but actually playing in more purposeful downs and plays.
Exactly. Thank you, Herb. Always appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back next week with another version of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Now we're going to throw it to the LSU Radio Network. They'll take over and kick off 5 o'clock this afternoon. Chris Blair, Doug Moore will give you all the action right here on the Big 870 WWL.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelier along with Herb Tyler on your home for LSU Sports, WWL, and free on the Odyssey app. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We'll be on for a little while longer, but you can watch all the games right here at Acme. Also, great food specials, drink specials here. So if you want to watch the LSU Ole Miss game, maybe bring some family or friends here. You got everything you want here, and the games, you surrounded by them. You can watch all the games like Herb and I have over the last couple hours. Want to tell everybody, it was a tough struggle today for Tulane. Much tougher than maybe some people thought. 35-23 over UAB. Got the victory over Trent Dilfer in his first year with UAB there. And they ran the football pretty well against Tulane's defense. Nobody's been able to do it so far. UAB had the most success. They rushed the football really well and sort of hammered Tulane early with it, where they rushed for 170 yards rushing.
Yeah.
They averaged 4.5 yards a carry. Tulane's defensive front was averaging 2 yards a rush they were giving up.
Yeah.
And doubled that today against UAB.
And that included Ole Miss in that number as well.
And so, again, it was that in a wild shootout game, but nobody thought it would be any different. And if you picked the over, man, you were good with this. It was 74.5, but USC beat Colorado 48-41 and 21-point spread. Nah, I thought that was a bit high, but, man, the over, I don't know what you're going to do with USC. They're putting a number on over and under with them, the way their defense plays, and they have Lazio on that end. But, man, Caleb Williams can make plays. And Penn State, after a real tussle early with Northwestern, pulled it out 41-13 over Northwestern. Big story, too, is Texas A&M 34-22 over Arkansas. Yep. And, man, Kentucky, they took the belt out and spanked the backside of Florida 33-14. So no real surprises here early, Herb, to be honest with you, on the way the games have played out. Georgia just fixing the kickoff. Also Texas, and it didn't take them long. They put points on the board pretty quickly. So, man, the Longhorns, they got it rolling right now. They really, really do. They got a legit team. And what surprised me is how well they played on defense so far.
Well, you know, for me, it's the, I guess, the equality in college football right now. And it's really
all across the
everybody's
board.
Race to win it, right? And but I do think that Texas has a really good team. They have a really good quarterback. And the thing about Texas
and who they play next week? OU.
OU, yeah. So that's going to be a tough game, but I think Texas is going to take them, though.
I do believe.
I don't think Brent Venables is ready for that action right now. But what I will say about Texas has been on this upward trend now for the last 3-4 years now. And so now they're to the point where you can actually see the fruits of their labor, right? And the crop is growing. So that's what I like about it. And that's the same thing you'll see at Colorado in 3 or 4 years. That's the same thing you'll continue to see at USC. It's the same thing that's going to be at LSU. Everybody's had some coaching carousels and changes, and here we are. But right now, which is one of the reasons why I think right now we have so much parity inside of college football, and it's going to be really difficult for anybody to just really take this thing and run with it unless Georgia can find a way to do what they normally do at quarterback. And then I think that would make a difference because they do still have some guys on defense that's just amazing.
Oh, yeah, because their second-string unit from a year ago could have started for some teams.
That's right.
I think the big difference this year, Herb, has been the teams west of the Mississippi.
That's right.
And you look at Texas and Washington State. We saw Oregon State last night. Man, they weren't intimidated by no physical Utah team.
No.
They took it to them. We see USC. Their identity is, I'm going to put as many points as I can up on the board.
And hope the clock runs.
And hope that the TikTok keeps running because
right.
My defense is going to give up just as many. I really believe that the big difference you have seen this year is in the final year of the Pac-12,
yes,
just how good it is. just how good it is out. Because, man, Michael Penix, I got to talk to him 3 or 4 times at Manning camp. Man, you could tell. This young man knows what he's doing. Ward, who started out at Incarnate Word, now he's at Washington State. What you see now with DJ, who was at Clemson, yep. Now, you know, he goes to Oregon State. Bo Nix transfers from Auburn to Oregon and makes them a really good football team.
So, as you said, I think it was like 8 or 9 transfers of quarterbacks from the east side of the Mississippi now to the west side of Mississippi. And that's really has the Pac-12 looking like probably the best quarterback pack in the whole NCAA. These guys are playing phenomenal football. But here's the thing. The thing about the Pac-12 is their offensive style of play. And it is conducive to success for any quarterback that can move around just a little bit and that can see and that's played in a spread offense their whole entire high school career. And I think it really makes a difference for them in the Pac-12 because it's different. They don't have the really tough defenses that they have to play against on a week in and week out. And then those coaches that are coaching these guys, they allow, as you were saying earlier, they're going to call plays dictated based upon the personnel, not the scheme. So whatever the scheme is, it's okay and it's fine, but I have this really great running back out of the backfield. How do I get the ball to him in space? And he's not really that great of a runner in between the tackles. But I also have this giant receiver that I have that I can run down the field and just put the ball up, 50-50 balls, and give him opportunity to make a play. And so that's what I really like about the Pac-12.
You think about it, two teams we hadn't talked about in years being legitimate contenders for a national championship. Penn State, Florida State.
Yep.
Think about that. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House on Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler. We'll be back to finish it up here right after this break on the Big 870. We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live right here from Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Want to thank MAP Construction for being the presenting sponsor here. Also, Thibodaux Regional Health Systems and also Go Tax Resolution making all this work. Herb, I think the key this afternoon or tonight, however you want to look at it, is jump on this Ole Miss team early.
Well, you got to jump on Ole Miss early because you got to put them out early. If you let them hang in the game, guess what's going to happen? You may end up losing this game. So I'm really looking forward to Logan Diggs and Daniels doing their thing, and then we're making some plays defensively.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see Caleb Jackson play more.
Yes.
I think Diggs and Jackson, those are your two guys that can make it work. And when them safeties come up, then I'm going to hit Malik O'Brien deep downfield.
And not just Caleb playing more, but actually playing in more purposeful downs and plays.
Exactly. Thank you, Herb. Always appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back next week with another version of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Now we're going to throw it to the LSU Radio Network. They'll take over and kick off 5 o'clock this afternoon. Chris Blair, Doug Moore will give you all the action right here on the Big 870 WWL.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.